Coach, you continue on with non-conference play this weekend at the Southwest Minnesota State. You play them first, and then you have Wayne State. Talk a little bit about the two opponents this weekend and how they will help you as you get set to get into GLIAC play the following week.
You know, great question, Dirk. We have seen nothing on Wayne State other than that they're very, very young. We're in the process right now of getting prepared, you know, for Southwest State at home, and I want to tell you, it's going to be, you know, there's going to be some similarities in the fact that they're not real tall as Duluth wasn't. Of course, neither are we, but, you know, our matchup's going to be pretty good. But I'll tell you what, they got guys that will shoot the three, and they're flying all over the place. You know, they're high scoring. They got six guys averaging double figures right now. I don't know how good, you know, and I'm not trying to say this out of disrespect, how the quality teams that they played. They're 3-1, but they like to shoot it up, and I know they played a quality team in Northern State, and it was 93-88 in overtime, and they're launching up threes like crazy. They're going fast. You know, there's going to be a lot of challenges in a sense that we have to be smart on how we play these guys outside of the arc.
What will be the keys to get a couple wins over in Marshall?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we got to obviously get through, you know, Friday night's game, playing them at home. I talked to their coach yesterday. He said they expect a, you know, big crowd, you know, because they think that we're a pretty good club, so they expect a, you know, a big crowd, and the keys are going to be to have to not let them get many offensive rebounds, because they're going to shoot a lot of threes, and, you know, just contain their, you know, we're going to give, our defense is designed to give up the threes, and that's what they want to shoot. So we're just going to hopefully get them out just a little bit farther than what they want to get out, and not let them, you know, penetrate to create, you know, help situation so they can get an easy look. So that's what our emphasis will be. And then, of course, you know, with the long shots become long rebounds, we have to be able to, you know, get to our man so that just to secure the play and secure the rebound, not to give them many second chance points.
Coach, it's going to be a while before you guys get to play a home game. You're on the road this weekend, on the road again next weekend as you head down to Ohio for the first conference games. So first home game, still a long way away. How do you guys grind through this early season schedule?
Well, I think it's just another challenge that GLIAC presents. You know, we can make up a lot of excuses being in this area, being in, you know, with the weather the way it is and the travel and all that kind of stuff. But it's a great question, but we can't use it as an excuse. We gotta, you know, hit these head on and just say it is what it is, and, you know, and say we're going on the road again. And, you know, we can think, oh wow, this is going to be tough, or we can go and, you know, make a challenge of it and make things happen. And you know, that's the way our guys have kind of handled it year in, year out. And you know, I expect nothing different from this year's club, especially with the good leadership we have in, you know, Stelzer, Chartier, and Troy Hecht.
Coach, is this normal amount of non-conference games before our first GLIAC game, like three or four?
Yeah, no, it's pretty normal, Dirk. You know, we try to get as many as we can. You know, we try to, with the way that the league schedule, of course, we don't have much say in that, but with the way the league schedule is set up, you know, we only have four games to get, so you want to get the three before your first one, and then there's a stretch during our exam period where there's 2 weeks off before break, so we got to try to get a game in there, and it kind of worked out pretty good for us, worked out as far as getting the schedule the way we wanted. Unfortunately, all of them had to be on the road this year. But we'll get those in return games next year or the following year. So, you know, they're going to come back, and, you know, and sooner or later, you know, it all balances up. But this year it's tough because everything's on the road. But, yeah, to answer the question, that's the way it goes this year because it worked out pretty good for you as far as the balance goes.
So how are you spending Thanksgiving, Coach? What's the travel plan?
Well, right now we're leaving tomorrow after practice, and we've got reservations. I'm not sure if they take reservations, but we're going to be at the Hinckley buffet, which is, you know, will feed all of us, and they've done a great job there in the past, and in Hinckley, Minnesota, and then we're going to just jump in a bus and go over and practice. But the nice thing is we're going to eat a buffet, and they can eat as much as they want, so they're going to get a lot in them, you know, at noon or 1 o'clock, and then, you know, we'll jump in the bus and everybody will take a nap, and then we'll get over to Southwest and we'll practice.
When they see a bunch of 6'5" basketball players come in, do they charge a little bit more for those buffets?
Well, you know, at this point, I don't care because I want them to have a good meal. But it'll be a little treat for them, and then the people seeing seen us come in, they'll see the cash registers warm up because there's going to be 20 of us.
All right, Coach. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great trip down there and get a couple of wins for us, okay?
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. And if I could take a second to congratulate the football team on an awesome year, I'd like to do that. You know, I know it didn't end up the way they wanted to, but I don't think people understand how tough it is to get in the NCAA tournament. They got there and they played a very good game, and you know, we're all proud of what football did this year.
I mean, do you agree, Coach? One of the, just the most unbelievable back and forth games that you could ever hear about or watch or read about. I mean,
yeah, you know what? And that's what we had to do. We had to hear from secondhand because we were literally standing on the court getting ready for our game down in Duluth. But it was such a disappointment. But yet, so you know, when you think about it, and you have, and you didn't see it because I heard it was, you know, devastating. And I certainly, you know, we've all been there in that situation. But just to have that game here and the way that our, you know, athletic department handled the game, but to get in it is just monumental, and I don't think, like I said, I don't think people understand that what an awesome feat for the program.
All right, Coach, safe travels and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, appreciate it, boys. Looking forward to it.
Coach Kevin Luke of the Michigan Tech men's basketball team will have more Drive Time right after this on Mix 93 WKMJ.